This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm wishing the Booney finds a different slot for judging the order. Hit him two, Skip. Hit him two. Roll out Dominguez one. Go with Bellinger third for a little bit. See what happens. Grisham's going to be down for a bit. And these walks are getting ridiculous. So that's the Yankee angle. The Met angle here. And we'll get to all these calls here and eventually include both the Yankees and the Mets. We've got some Knicks stuff coming up as well. Ian Begley at 1240. You know about Mike Brown meeting James Dolan today. He'll be in the room, Dolan will. So it's meeting number two, interview number two. Jordan Clarkson, a little free agent tweak, whatever. So we'll do some Knicks with Ian at 1240. The situation for both of these teams is so interesting because you can really frame it very differently with completely different levels of hope or fear. Like, one way to frame it is, hey, Yanks are a game and a half up, you know, all right, it's a little crowded in the American League East, whatever. The Mets are only two back of the Phillies, and they played horrendously for the greater part of 2 weeks here, and they're only two back, and, you got this guy coming back on the mound, Manaea, Senga, this and that, and maybe Alvarez and Vientos, and this. Again, you can paint that very favorably, and even though I kind of glossed over the Yankees, because I think there's more issues with the Mets now, but, I could have easily added Luis Gil is coming back, you just got Luke Weaver back, so the bullpen's going to be further solidified. Although now, as he comes back, he got some other injuries here that have beginning to plague the Yankees. But the point is, you could very easily skew this positively. Both teams going to be playoff locks, good to go. The other would be, and I do think the analysis at this point, if you listened to me yesterday, then you would have heard and felt what I'm about to say. Free Odyssey app, by the way, if you missed it. The Mets analysis, if you chose to go negative, is far more grave right now than the Yankees. And, not to relitigate it from yesterday and list all the reasons, but, there's just a lot of contingencies with the Mets that if they work out favorably, yeah, things could change. If Manaea, if Senga, if Alvarez, if Vientos. But if they don't, then this thing could result in the Mets not being a playoff team. Because you can't just roll out this pitching. Now, you got a good one tonight, but then again, so do they, so we'll see. You can't roll out these stiffs and expect to win. I mean, Blackburn is absolutely, he stinks. He's terrible. He's a stiff. And, I was saying yesterday at one point, because I was getting worked up and, take this stuff seriously. But at one point I said, I'm not going to really yell about the Mets pitching staff. Well, why would I? I don't expect anything from it right now. That's like my dad yelling at me when I was 14 because I couldn't dunk. Well, I don't have a high vertical, and I'm 6'1", at that, 6'2", at that point. What do you want? I could touch the backboard. So you've got to be rooted in honesty in your evaluations. And, I guess I could have put on a show and, further a rip to the staff. But the staff ain't good now. Everybody knows it. So I went to the source where I think things need to be better and could be better, and that's the lineup. You know what I mean? But again, the analysis for both of these teams could be wildly different depending on the disposition of the person. And that makes it interesting. It makes it a little worrisome. Makes it really a little bit of everything. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. But both teams better wake up. Because if the Yankees, say if the Yankees would have dropped 3 or 4, they got Fried going today. You feel good anytime he's on the mound. He's been absolutely phenomenal. What a move. One thing about the Yankees, they whiff on prospects, etc. But when the Yankees sign a stud pitcher, it almost always works out. You know, even going back to trading for Coney, trading for Clemens, myriad other examples. But I'm talking about like big money, CC, Burnett to a much lesser extent. He did win game 2 of the 2009 World Series. Pedro pitched that. I was at that game. Low scoring game. Obviously, Fried in year 1 of a long deal has been phenomenal. Gerrit Cole has won a Cy Young and has been phenomenal. You know, but if the Yankees were to lose 3 out of 4, you know, and the Mets get kicked around by the Brewers, well, you know, that little lead that I just gave you for the Yankees and that little deficit that I just gave you for the Mets in the division, those numbers, or Yankees could shrink, Mets could expand, and now you got a situation in a few days where, like, the Subway Series, which is always special and always nuts and always had a, always, even when the Mets are down or the Yankees aren't incredibly interesting in terms of, like, a world championship profile, we still eat it up. It's still cool. But if these two teams limp in to that series next weekend, or this weekend, what am I saying? The loser of that series, like, there's no telling what could happen to them. So we can still say it's early. Mets are only 2 games back. Yankees are up 1.5 games. It's Dangerville for both of these teams. And I think most of the smart fans, both fan bases, know that. All right, let's get back to you guys here. 888-808-1019, talking about getting some protection for the great Aaron Judge, who is suddenly being pitched around a lot. Ray's in Babylon. Ray, what's happening?
Hi, good morning, BT. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Ray.
I think the circumstances have to dictate the strategy here, and you got to put Judge at leadoff. He's played leadoff in the past. What do pitchers not want? When you get a game, start a game off, is get the guy on first base.
Yep.
You want to walk him, put him on first base, set him up with Cody Bellinger and the rest of the lineup to bang him in.
Yeah.
That is going to dictate the situation. And I don't think they have any other choice right now. He's played leadoff in the past.
I know.
The screener actually noted to me, and he's right, when, you know, a Judge was chasing the 62 home runs, they put him at leadoff.
Oh, I know.
So, what's the deal here? Like, why can't Boone just put him on leadoff and let's take it from there?
Well, he could.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. What's your point?
I was going to say he could do that, and he has done that, so he doesn't have an aversion to doing it. I don't think that he views it as the best way to build a lineup. I agree. The other thing I would say is just to give you a little, you know, number baseball background. If you were to do that, and let's say you do it opening day of next year, or if you did it opening day of this year, here's what you got to wrestle with, Ray. The debate is this. Again, he's not going to play 162 games, but if you batted Judge leadoff, in theory, you would have 162 at-bats with absolutely zero chance of anybody being on base. Now, over the course of a regular season, you know, you're going to get about 700-plus plate appearances, maybe not at-bats, but plate appearances. Do you, and in terms of at-bats, you know, that's about, I'm doing quick math here. I mean, that's about 30% of the at-bats where there's zero chance that anybody's on base for Aaron Judge. Zero. Now, what you've got to weigh that in, or weigh that against, would be, well, in theory, there's also 162 at-bats where Aaron Judge will have a much greater, not absolute, but much greater chance to be pitched to because nobody's on base. You know what I mean? Even though we've seen some quirky things, you know, lately, getting walked with first base occupied, so maybe that wouldn't even hold up. But yeah, those are the numbers, and that's the deep dive that you kind of weigh in. Dino's in Bayside. Dino, BT and Sal on the fan. What up?
BT Yankee love. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day for the Mets. Where's Sal?
That's right. It is. It is. It's a good. It's listen. It's WFAN's birthday. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. We got free agency. A lot going on.
Listen, who's that third baseman junior for the Rays? 20 home runs. Where are we? Do we like breed any third basemen? This guy has 20 home runs for the Rays. Junior, I forgot his last name, at third base. I don't understand this.
Well, I mean, the Yankees, I can't remember the last time. This is a long search of a long database here, or quick search. The last time the Yankees had, like, a third baseman that, and I don't mean Gio or even Andujar. I mean, I'm going to miss somebody. But, like, you even go back to, like, Nettles, all right? 77, 78, obviously a little bit before that. But he wasn't drafted by the Yankees. What was Greg with the Indians, I think, the then Indians? Did we just check where Nettles was before? Was he Cleveland? Though, you should know that. It was Cleveland, right? I'm almost positive. Either way, Yanks didn't draft him. Was it the Twins? But I think it was Cleveland. Either way, not a Yankee draft guy, whatever. Then you get to, you know, like my real era, my first real era. You got Pagliarulo. I think he was a Yankee farmhand, I'm pretty sure. And then you have just a bunch of, oh, God, dead weight, like the Blowers, the Mullins, Lencicata. I'm not going to waste any time on that. And then you get to Charlie Hayes, somebody else's property. Wade Boggs, somebody else's property. Obviously, A-Rod, somebody else's property. I forgot about Brocious, somebody else's property before you came over from the A's, hit like 190-something. Yankees took a flyer on him. They turned him into a stud, won the MVP in the World Series a couple years later. Yeah, that's very rarely a position that is drafted, developed, and, you know, manned by one dude for a while. What do you got, Dove?
He was actually with the Twins at first and then went to the Indians.
All right, so I was in the neighborhood. I forgot the first team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There you go. Thank you, Dolph.
You forgot Celerino Sanchez.
I forgot who?
Celerino Sanchez.
I did forget that. Celerino Sanchez.
Yeah, he was a Yankee farmhand that people had high hopes for in the Horace Clark era.
How the hell would I know that? Did they ever make it?
No.
How would I know that? You're talking the 60s. I wasn't even born yet.
It wasn't meant at you. It was just putting a name out there.
Look at you. You're always about the greater good. Dove is a man of the people. He's saying, I don't care the guy who's hosting. He doesn't know who he is. But there's some old head out there that knows who he is. And he's going to appreciate it. So you're going to put it out there in the universe. All right. I feel it, Dove. I got you. Let me get Al up in Newburgh. BT and Sal on the fan. What's going on, Al?
Hey, Sal. How's it going? I just want to talk about the, you know, the way that things are going with your organization. I'd like, you know, one of your last callers said, you know, they blame the organization more than the player themselves. I mean, there's no doubt that Volpe's a smart kid. I mean, his parents are both doctors, right? And he's very cerebral. But I work with surgeons on a daily basis. And you could, well, you're working with them in the OR. You know, they're so focused on what they're doing. You could ask them a question, and yeah, it's like a beautiful mind. They're thinking so many steps ahead that it's like 10 minutes before you get an answer.
Well, I prefer that than them being distracted when they're operating. So you're saying that's a bad thing for a shortstop?
Of course. Well, I blame the organization more, especially the Yankees. You know, they're always quick to show their new shiny thing to people before everything is totally developed. I think he needs to go down for
a little
bit.
He's not going down. Stop. It's not going down.
I'm not saying he's going to go down, but the same thing happened to Jeter. He came up. He was a little rough around the edges. He sat down, and then they brought him back up, and look what happened.
He didn't sit down. He came up for September or whatever, got his first hit in Seattle. Tino was at first base, and then Tony got hurt in 96, and he played ever since.
Yeah, I could have sworn he got sent down because he was saying that on one of his Yankeeography things. He was up for a little bit. They sent him down. He got a little more comfortable.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they didn't send him down because he was swimming. Like if you look at some of the, you mentioned the Yankeeographies, thanks for the call. You look at some of those old Yankee footages with Mattingly's wild card performance in 95 against Seattle, where of course he had 417. You didn't think he was going to hit 220, did you? Those guys were on the bench, Jorge and Jeter. And let me see. And he was obviously rookie of the year in 96. How many at bats did he have in 95? That I don't know off the top of my head. He had, 48 at-bats. Let's see what he hit. I remember his first base. I think it was like a ground ball to left field. Because then Tino was there, and then they became boys. What did he hit? Yeah, I mean, he hit 250.
He came up in May, it looks like. Played until sometime in June. They got sent back down. And then came up in
September. But then came back up at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Look at Hoff from the top rope with some Yankee minutia. Nice. Jay's in North Jersey. What's happening, Jay?
BT, how are you?
Jay Bird, everything's pretty good, man. What's going on?
Just as you guys play your sound bites, you hear Volpe talking about, hey, that's baseball. I just wonder what goes on. We never see behind the scenes. Like, you know, guys throwing the ball around in the infield. Does he ever get talked to by Boone and some coaching staff? Like, these are the same mistakes that happen. Jazz doesn't know how to straddle the bag at third. Like, we see base running mistakes, poor pitching decisions. Like, you bring in Leiter yesterday. Why not bring in Loaisiga? You know that Matt Leiter only had one good inning against the Dodgers series so far. Every time they bring that guy in, there's problems.
Well, I got news
for
you.
We see this.
Yeah, but hold on. Loaisiga has not been that good this year.
I understand.
Okay.
He's coming back.
I know.
He's coming back. But what I'm saying is, like, a lot of these decisions, or even when we were having problems with Devin Williams in the beginning, Boone soundbite, oh, he's got to figure it out. Oh, they're at the major league level. No, we got to find out what's going on with these mechanics.
I don't remember Boone saying that at all about Devin. And I watched these press conferences, same with Mendy, a lot. I mean, maybe not every single night, but most every single night, because to me, that's where you're getting the juice. You got to listen to the managers. Now, most times you get nothing, but sometimes you get rewarded, and you really hear. And I'm looking at body language. I'm looking at what they're inferring, like not necessarily what they're saying, because, you know, it's not Billy Martin or somebody who's going to go nuts on somebody. I get it. No, that's Aaron Boone was not saying that about Devin Williams. He's got to figure it out. What he was saying, he's like, hey, he's right there. He's close. He's got to get his fastball velo up a little bit more. He's had this situation before in Milwaukee. You know, the higher the fastball, you know, the more variance from the changeup, which is obviously a great pitch for him, blah, blah, blah. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I promise you they're talking about this behind closed doors. I promise you. They are in, now maybe it's too like, almost, they become too mechanical. Like, you can only watch so much videotape and so many different slow motion breakdowns and high speed, if you're a pitcher, whatever it might be, which they have access to, before the body or the mind just kind of becomes paralyzed. Like, all right, I know what you want me to implement this, but I just got to be an athlete. I just got to swing the bat. I got to feel it. I can watch it, but I got to feel it. So I don't know. Maybe that they're not striking a great balance there. I don't know. But whatever it is, you know, we've talked about this. Is nothing new. It's been an issue for their inability to develop young players. Been like this. Nothing new. Been like this for a while. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to the calls next. We'll get back to these busy Yank and Met calls. And we've got, what do we got coming up here? A little Ballface Live, Ballface Truth at 1140. Some Knicks at 1240, Ian Begley. Is it really going to be Mike Brown? And is there a big trade coming? Or is it just a little tweak here with some, they just got the Sixers, one of the Sixers bigs. They just made a move for him. I think it's a two-year deal. Jordan Clarkson. So, I mean, there's only so much money they have. If they're going to make a big move, they're going to have to ship out some players that, you know, have been a big piece of the puzzle for, you know, last couple of years, or if it's Bridges last year. Otherwise, they have no free agent money. So we'll get with Eggly. We'll get with Ian Begley. We'll get with Eggly. We'll get with him coming up in a bit. Let's get Joe in the Bronx. What up, Joe?
Hey, BT. How you doing?
Good.
It was great meeting you, actually, a couple of weeks ago at Fanatics Fest. Appreciate it.
Had a good time, man. It was fun. Definitely fun, yeah. Joe.
Yes. Yes. So here's my issue. So with Volpe, there was one game, I don't know if it was against Cincinnati, he had like a 3-for-4 game.
Yeah, the first and was the first was like a swing and bunt down the third baseline, and then he had two others, yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. But then the next day, they sit him.
Yeah, I know. It was scheduled rest. You know, I hear you.
the hell with schedule rest. If the guy's slumping and he has a decent game, you know, let him play, you know, and then he gets cold again. I don't know how they, you know, the way they're doing this with these rest days, I think it's just messing with these players. I don't know.
Well, that's not the reason Anthony Volpe's having a rough year. I mean, I think that, now I do agree. I would like to see them, all right, listen, he's been scuffling a bit here. Let's run him back out there and see if we can turn this into a good week, which might become a good month. But I just think that there's a lot of mechanical issues with Anthony Swing. And I think any hot streak is going to be, until he tightens a few things up, unfortunately followed by a stretch where we're like, man, I thought this was it. I thought he was coming out of it, or I thought he took the next step. He's got to change some things with his swing. Let me get John in Brooklyn, BT and Sal on the Fan. John.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, John, you got it.
I wanted to talk about lineup because you made some good points. Like, I want to give you my lineup, at least the first six, what matters, and I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Domingo, Billy, Judge, Stanton, Jazz, Goldie. And I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Dominguez is a stat guy. Like, I love looking at numbers. And even though numbers, I know we all know the analytics department loves this, you got to keep the lineup the way it is and let these guys just get used to seeing how pitchers pitch after they face certain guys in certain situations. You switch them up every time. These guys can never get locked in and get used to it. So Dominguez, this season, he only had two games as a leadoff, but he did very well, 3-for-7. And then as a leadoff hitter in any particular inning, it's his best average for any other position that he plays in that lineup.
Okay.
Belly actually happens to hit lefties at a 370 clip.
Very well.
And righties at like 240.
Yep.
But he also 340 when he's hitting ahead of Judge and 240 when he's hitting behind Judge. And he hits, for average, and he doesn't strike out.
Okay.
Judge always hit. You know that.
Yep.
Stanton actually hits righties better than lefties, and he's an intimidating guy. Like, pitchers don't want to have a guy on and then walk Judge and then have to mess with a guy that's going to hit a laser. Mm-hmm. You know, Jazz hits both righties and lefties about exactly the same, about 240, and Goldie crushes lefties.
Yep.
So that first six right there will handcuff every manager. You can't bring in a lefty to crush Dominguez over to the right side, because then Belly's going to smoke that lefty. Judge is going to smoke that lefty. Stanton's going to smoke that lefty. Jazz will hit about the same against both. Goldie will smoke that lefty. So that lefty's getting smoked.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to mix and match. When you go righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, you're going to create this like tight wavelength peak and valley where they're just going to get this lefty out and then walk Judge and then get that lefty out and then they're out of the inning. You know, you got to keep Judge at third in the lineup, and you got to have guys ahead of him that can get on base. And I'm telling you, like, Boone has to just take charge and set this lineup, keep it the way it is, let these guys get locked in, let Belly know how he's going to get pitched when Dominguez walks or hits or gets struck out. Stanton is the one that's the most used to hitting behind Judge, so he knows how pitchers like to pitch him when they know that they just walk Judge. And Stanton is kind of a guess hitter like that. He goes up there with a plan, knowing what pitchers are going to try to do to him. And when Stanton gets hot and his eye gets wide, I mean, Jesus, like, this guy is one of the scariest hitters in that lineup. So I like the idea of, like, you know, the possibility of Dominguez and Belly could be lefty, then Judge, Stanton, righty, and you handcuff these pitchers, and these guys, let them get set in that lineup, and they are going to get used to it. They're going to get used to the way the pitchers want to handle it, and that's how you can do it. You can't keep shuffling this lineup.
Let me tell you something, man. This was a phenomenal call. Honestly, I think it was really well done. Nice job. Don't agree with every single component, but that's why I gave you the space to explain yourself there. I mean, that was well done, and it was on the money with a lot of things here. I mean, just to reiterate, brief thumbnail here, all right, because there was a lot there. He wants Dominguez 1, Belly 2, Judge 3, Stanton 4, Jazz 5, Goldie 6. And if that was the case, you would have switch hitter, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, righty. I'll take it a step further. One of the reasons why I would like Jazz in front of Goldschmidt, Obviously, you know, if you know, Goldie rips one in the gap, Jazz scores from first base easily. Although Goldschmidt's a very good base runner as well. But you get that added speed there. I just don't, I kind of just keeps coming back to Stanton as the protection for Judge. And my fundamental pushback, which is what I started the show with, I got to get Judge out of the three hole here. I just don't think that that's the only thing I really push back on. Everything else is well laid out, backed up with stats, backed up with common sense and intelligence. That's a good baseball call. But I just can't have Stanton behind Judge at this point. I can't have it. Who's got a higher ceiling to be hot, not for a week, but, you know, for a month or really for the rest of the season? It's Bellinger. You know, hits lefties, hits right, you know, hits lefties better. Runs, good two-strike approach. I like it, but the other stuff that you said was good. Al's in Howard Beach, BT and Sal. Al, what do you got, man? What's happening?
How are you, BT?
I'm good. Good.
I got to say, BT, we come from a kind of a same place. We had a few exchanges on Instagram. Both played in the Catholic League. Both love to coach young players. So we come from a similar place. And I think you absolutely nailed it a couple of weeks ago when you said the thing with Volpe is he's just not as good as we had hoped he would be. But it doesn't mean that he's not going to be a decent player or a winning player.
Yep, I definitely agree with that last part. I think a lot of people can get on board with the first statement because, you know, we're thinking, you know, 7-8-time All-Star, first-round pick. I don't see that. But I think most people agree with that. But I think the second part is where you get, you know, fewer people staying on the train, which I am. I believe in his IQ, and I believe in his character, and I believe in his work ethic. So the foundation to contribute to me is undeniable, even though the ceiling's not as 100%. High as I thought it was.
Yes, and BT, if we take it back just 2 weeks to the game, June 13th in Boston versus Gavin Crochet,
yep.
He has two hits. His batting average that night was .249 with a .790 OPS. Now he went into a little funk. The thing about being a good player or is limiting the slumps. And I think that he's made a little bit of a correction. I do see differences in him in the last couple of games. It looks like he is more determined to stay inside the ball. He smoked that ball last night into right center.
Yeah, he did. That was
a
good swing.
If he continues to do that, take the fastball to right center,
yep.
And something with spin, pull that like he did earlier in the game when he had the double,
mm-hmm.
He'll be a far more productive player. It's just when he gets pull happy,
he
stubs his toe. But he's there. He's going to be our guy.
I hope so. And by the way, Al, you started the call with saying we have a lot in common. Hopefully we have this in common. You a big Lenny's fan? You go to Lenny's, get some Scungili or what?
Yeah, we go to Lenny's. Of course we do.
God,
yeah.
I have not been there in too long. I used to go there all the time. I love Lenny's.
Ask for Joe. You get your free glass of wine.
They're still doing that?
He's all over socials doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, Lenny's Clam Bar. God, it's so good. My goodness. I mean, I remember going there when I was from the time I was probably about 7 or so. Not that often because it wasn't, you know, traffic on a weekend, Bell Parkway, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't too far from where I grew up. And I remember the first thing I loved, number one, I've always been a seafood guy. I love it. But they also had pictures of celebrities. And I remember they had a lot of pictures of old wrestlers. Andre the Giant went there, Hulk Hogan. I'm like, this is great. And I get Scungili, and I get some Golombod. Oh, we're golden, Dove. What do you know about Lenny's? Nothing. Shakes his head. All right, let me get Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, BT, and Sal, how you doing today?
What's going on, BT? How's everything today?
Everything's good. How you doing?
Listen, here's the issue with the Yankees and the fans. The problem is you have Volpe, who had all this hype, the Jersey kid, playing shortstop. You know, right away, like I told you a couple of weeks ago, they compare him to Derek Jeter. And I said to you and Sal, I said, I would like him to be Roy Smalley, and I'd be happy. But it's not happening, because in the major leagues right now, you got six shortstops who were all drafted within the 3-year span.
Yeah.
You got Ellie De La Cruz. You got Gunnar Henderson. You got Bobby Witt. You got Nato. You got Tovar from Colorado.
Yep.
And now you got this kid, Jacob Wilson, who doesn't know how to strike out.
I know.
He puts the bat on the ball. It's insane that the guy's got over 200 and I think 50 at bats, and he's got like 20 strikeouts.
That's unbelievable.
I think he's got 26 at this point. Yeah, he never strikes out.
So now you're doing this. Now you got Volpe's in his third year. I think next year he becomes arbitration eligible. I think that's about right. So the Yankees are not going to give him any money. They're going to make him earn it.
Yep.
And you know what's going to happen is, with all the Yankee PR and Twitter, every time George Lombard does something, you see it somewhere.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Mm. So now you got Lombard. And like you said, he's a Jersey kid. You think his friends and family ain't texting him? Man, they're talking about Lombard. Lombard's doing this. Lombard's doing that. And wait, 2 years from now, if Lombard ain't making it, they got the other guy, Roderick Arias. They'll be talking about him.
Yeah.
And it's this cycle. All of a sudden now, the way we were throwing rose petals at Volpe, like he was the next coming of Jeter, it's going to happen with Lombard. And that's the issue. Like, you would love to see a guy like Volpe. First of all, he's a tiny dude. He's 5'10 at best.
Yeah, but he's pretty thick.
Yeah, he's thick, but you know what? How about this? Bat to ball. Instead of jacking and looking to pull everything,
yeah.
He had one good at-bat last night. I agree with you. One good at-bat last night. But come on, the mental errors, you're supposed to be a shortstop. And maybe if Lombard is half the player he is, and they put Lombard at shortstop,
yep,
and put him at second,
I said that.
Could be less pressure. And his hitting, he just might hit.
I said that.
But this whole thing, we're going in circles with him.
They're not
going to sit him, because who are you going to put there? Peraza? Peraza defensively pulls him out of the water.
Can't hit.
You can't make that argument. I don't want to hear it from anybody. Peraza puts him away.
I agree.
But he couldn't hit water if he fell out of the boat.
Nah, he's an awful hitter. He's terrible. Peraza is a hitter. Good call. Yeah, I mean, listen, you talk about Jeremy Pena. You didn't mention him. World Series hero. He's got an OPS about 890. Eddie De La Cruz, you mentioned him. Jacob Wilson. C.J. Abrams, somebody else that you didn't mention from the Nats. Obviously, Bobby Witt's doing his thing. Nato from L.A. Trey Turner leads baseball in hits. Gunnar Henderson. You know, Lindor's got a 775 OPS. Perdomo from Arizona. You know, he's got some home runs. He's got some steals. You know, I got to see Josh Smith play a little bit more from Texas. J.P. Crawford, Bichette. I mean, Volpe's got, of the shortstops here, 1, 2, 3. 15th highest OPS, you know, and be okay with that if the steals were where they were when he first came up. And a lot of these young players are running, but Volpe's not running as much. I mean, De La Cruz got 20 plus steals, right? I mean, Bobby Witt's got 21, Trey Turner's got 20, Lindor, Perdomo, you know, both approaching 15. You know, Lindor's been at 9, Volpe's been on 9, so It's all interconnected. If you can't run if you're not on base, and it just feels like he's going in circles right now. It feels as different or as frustrating as it's ever felt for, you know, me watching him and rooting for him and still believing in him to an extent. You know, not, you know, I've had to lower the roof, I've told you that, or the ceiling. But like, you know, when you're in year two, even if, all right, somebody said, wow, was he really the Gold Glove winner? I don't know, but he won it as a rookie. That's all I know. And he did some good things on the bases, had some pop. So even during his down points in year two, I could sit here and, as I did, say, I still think he's going to be. Now, I remember saying to Sal a while ago, like, I don't think he's going to be the star like that, like a superstar. I came up pretty early, but I thought there was a lot more. And it was easy to justify the struggles because it was year two and there was some good evidence in year one. Well, now it's year three. The evidence from year one has not been built upon, and the evidence from year two has also not been built upon. That's frustrating. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan coming up next. Got a little Boldface Lie, Boldface Truth on the Fan.
Now time for Boldface Lie, Boldface Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right. Hoffy's turn in the house. Big Hoff.
Yes, sir. All right. So I have three excellent questions today. I actually put a little work into this.
Attaboy.
A little bit of backbone. Listen, mm-hmm. I got Nick over there actually doing something for me so I can focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start off with this question, BT. Bald face lie or bald face truth? Kayvon Thibodeau will have more sacks than Quinnen Williams in 2025.
That's something else that Sam and I have been hammered on that has worked out more favorably than not. Okay. So he will have more sacks than Q?
Yeah.
I think my answer is going to surprise you. I'm going to say a bold-faced truth. I think that I was a little disappointed in Quinton Williams' season last year. Now, I know a lot went wrong, and, you know, it is what it is, and he's a heck of a player, but I'm like, really, the only thing that I think Kayvon Thibodeau does well is get after the quarterback. I think that, you know, Q snap to snap, his impact is so much more. Obviously, a sick run stuffer and a really good interior rushing of the quarterback presence. But I don't know. I think the moves the Giants have made, I think the fact that they're going to be able to play a little bit with a lead this year and not, you know, not have teams just shut down the run. Like, I think, and I've said this for a while, I think their offense will be a little bit better. They'll score some more points. They'll have a couple more leads. That means you can go after the quarterback. I'm going to say bald-faced truth.
Wow. It's competitive. Last year, Q had 6. Kayvon had 5.5. The top years, Q had 12, and Kayvon had 11.5. So they're like
they
neck
are
and
very
neck.
Close. When one's up, the other one goes down, the other goes down.
Yeah. All right. We just talked about this news a little bit off the air. Giannis is not very thrilled. Yes. With the Damian Lillard being waived.
Turmoil.
Type of thing.
Anarchy. Good.
Bald-face lie, bald-face truth. Knicks will make one big splash to their rotation this offseason.
All right. So when you say a big splash, just give me parameters. Top 15, top 20 player. You don't mean like Jordan Clarkson coming off the bench.
No.
Okay. I'm just checking. Because he's in the rotation.
No bench players. No role players. I'm talking about a.
So not rotation starters.
I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, man. You pin me with a hard one here, Hoff, because I would love to say bald-faced truth. I just, there's limitations here. Now, there's limitations based on the money. There's also some other things that they're going to have to reconcile. Like, all right, if you trade Mikal Bridges, you're telling the whole world. Now, for Giannis, we'll forgive you. But, like, he gave up 5 first-round picks for this guy. And if you don't trade him, you're going to have to give him $160 or $175 million, which I wouldn't want to do if I'm the Knicks, and I don't think that they want to do. I'm going to say, as much as I think they need it, because they will not win a championship unless they do, I'm going to say bald-faced lie.
Gosh.
I think there's too many other teams who are looking to do something similar. Anytime you know, the discourse is a little off between the Bucks and Giannis, that's a window of opportunity. So you never know. Maybe the Knicks could come with some crazy, whacked out, reckless, irresponsible offer in the Bucks bite. But right now, I don't see him coming here. I don't.
Okay. Finally, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. The Yankees miss Juan Soto.
Bald-faced lie. What, Sal's not here to bust my chops with Soto, so you guys got a tag team and make sure you get some Soto stuff in there?
Damn right.
I hear you. The Yankees miss Juan Soto. Bald-faced lie. Bald-faced truth. That's a bald-faced lie, my friend.
Oh.
But not for the conventional reasons. I mean, of course, the offense misses them. Let me ask you this. If Juan Soto's here, Max Fried pitching today?
Yes.
The answer is no.
Yes,
Max Fried. He's not pitching. They're not giving Juan Soto $800 million and paying him $200.
Max Fried would be here. It wouldn't be Cody Bellinger. You probably wouldn't get Paul Goldschmidt.
You think that they would have given $1 billion to Soto and $200 million? I don't think they would have chased Fried.
I think Fried would have been here no matter what.
Now, if I knew the answer to that, then that would change my answer. I disagree. I don't think they would have done it. Maybe they would have gotten Goldie for the $12.5 million, but I don't think they would have had Bellinger. I'm with you on that. I really don't think they would have had him. I don't even know if they have Devin Williams. Not that he's been amazing. So this has always been a larger roster construction thing, not about Soto the hitter, who was amazing last year and has been amazing for a month here. I don't think they miss him as much as you. They don't miss him as much as you want us to feel like they miss him.
You just spent an hour and almost 2 hours talking about how there's no protection for Aaron Judge. There's zero. He's been intentionally walked 20 times. You tell me that Juan Soto being in that lineup, he's going to be walked as much as he's been?
Yeah, I mean, but it's more applicable if Aaron Judge is hitting 271. He's hitting 360. He's going to win the Triple Crown at all. Cal Raleigh, newsflash. You know, Cal Raleigh's not hitting 50-something home runs. Like, he's going to peter out, man. So, and I think the Judge is probably going to win the Triple Crown. So if he wins the Triple Crown without Juan Soto, doesn't that offset what you're saying?
No, because I'm not saying Aaron Judge needs help. I'm saying the Yankees are missing. Aaron Judge doesn't miss anybody. Aaron Judge could do this on any team. It doesn't make a difference to the Pirates, Rockies, White Sox. He could do what he's doing anywhere. I'm asking if the Yankees miss Aaron Judge.
And that is a bald-faced lie.
Okay.
Jeez, right. You still don't want to accept it, do you?
No. I just disagree.
Only because I don't think Fried's here. Again, if I knew Max Fried was here, that's a different answer. There's no way Hal would have given $800 million. And what did Fried get? Two? I mean, just about $200 million? I mean, you know, I just don't see that happening. And we'll never know the answer, but,
No,
it's an intriguing question.
Maybe they don't feel like they made a mistake on Carlos Rodon at all? Do you think that there was
Carlos Rodon's ERA is under 3, basically, and he's going to win 17 games this year.
This year, but I'm saying going into the offseason, you don't think that there was a little hesitation of, like, we didn't nail Carlos Rodon the way we thought we did?
I think the first year, yes, that had to be the response. I think objectively, can you punch up his numbers from year two? I know year one was a mess. I think objectively analyzing Rodon, what they paid for him and where he was slotted in the rotation. I mean, he had like 190 strikeouts. How many strikeouts did he have?
He had a ton of strikeouts.
And what, 16 wins?
His ERA was closer to 4, I believe.
It was like mid 3, something like that. I mean, he did a lot of good things. Now, let's talk about year one.
No. Last year, he was a 3.96 ERA.
Okay.
He did strike out 195 guys in 175 innings.
And he made 32 starts, just about. Yeah. He took the ball. He's a horse. So I think after year one, there was definitely some buyer's remorse because he didn't seem like he was built for New York. That was the biggest issue.
ERA was close to 7.
And, you know, did he get the finger? Whatever he did. Anaheim.
He did the friends like fist
bump?
Well,
no, that's not what he did. He didn't do that.
Maybe he did the Italian salute?
Dude, we're on camera. What are you doing, man? I mean, Hop is dropping all these nonverbal signs. It could get us in trouble. This guy sits in the studio for one day. We're going to get hammered with fines, this guy.
Twitch is fine.
They don't care, right? It's cable. You're basically cable. Do whatever you want. Good job, Hoppy. Attaboy. There's Pete Hoppin. He's got the WFAN YouTube daily every night. Now, where can we find this? Not that I'm looking for it. I get enough of you, but where can everybody else get it?
Go to WFAN Daily on Odyssey app, wherever you subscribe for any of your podcasts, you can get it. And then, obviously, on YouTube as well.
If they want to see the big boxy mug. They were calling you boxy today. Did you hear about this?
I'm gorgeous. That's what they were saying.
Well, they were saying you were... Well, first of all, they were saying your tongue is like a serpent's tongue. Like,
yeah,
they always
but that's
say
okay.
That is okay.
There's nothing wrong with big tongues.
That's actually... It could be good. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sal on the Fan. Let me get Kenny and West Islip, BT and Sal. Kenny, what's cooking, buddy?
Hey, BT.
Hello, Kenny.
I'm a Brooklyn boy like you.
I didn't hear you. The first part of cutout. Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I'm a Brooklyn boy like you.
Oh, good. BK in the house.
Yeah.
Nice.
Born in Brooklyn.
Atta boy.
What
hospital?
First, I want to argue. I'm going to get to my Yankee thing, but I want to argue with the guy Pete about Judge protecting Soto, not Soto protecting Judge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we let him have his little moment of glory, you know, thinking that Soto Judge needed Soto. Let him think that. That's fine.
Right? Who about it behind?
I know.
Soto.
I'm well aware.
Yeah, so.
Well aware.
Okay. So Soto's gone. Goodbye.
Well, I mean, you can't dismiss him as, you know, I mean, you got to move on. And I certainly have. And I think a lot of Yankee fans have. I really do. I do.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
I agree.
I can't prove it. I can't say it enough to satisfy people. Thanks for the call, Kenny. I feel like, you know what, though, I need Dove. I don't want Hoff. I can't even answer this. Not Sal. Dove, you need to answer this. Do you believe that there are, that Yankee fans, this is a broad view, broad opinion, that Yankee fans are more, it's more about Yankee fans lamenting and truly missing Soto, or Met fans still kind of trying to rub it in that Soto's gone? That's an easy one.
It's more Met fans trying to rub it in.
There's no question.
Sure, but even Yankee fans, they have a split here. You have Yankee fans who go to see the star, to see Judge, maybe to see Max Fried.
Yeah.
They also want to see Soto. They miss him. The fans that want to see the Yankees succeed and win a World Series more than going to see the superstar, they don't miss him as much because they know this team has a better chance to win a World Series than last year's team.
Because they've got more components,
correct.
Something we've talked a lot about, and I've said that for a while. I think that, but I also think that most Yankee fans are more about winning than this is not the Lakers showing up, you know, in the third inning or the Miami Heat. The Yankee fans are always dialed in and they're always ready to roll.
It depends who you count as Yankee fan. There's a bigger number of people who consider themselves Yankee fans, will listen to the game, go to the stadium.
Yeah.
Than there are people that are the fans that you and I know are real fans that live and breathe and die with their team.
I don't know about I can't prove you wrong, and I'm not just trying to disagree to disagree. But I feel like you're selling
Yankee fans short. You go with your family to a game.
Yeah.
Do you see fans that are into the game or into the event?
All right, but how is that different from at City or Dodgers? Like, it's just phones, you know, stupid races, cheerleaders. Like, that's modern baseball.
That's true. But if you count those people who identify as Yankee fans, there's a larger number of people who are there for the event.
I don't agree with that. I don't see that, but I respect what you're saying. I don't feel that, though. I don't see that, but, I mean, that's your opinion. I got you. 888-808-1019 is the number. Coming up, King Topic of the Day. We'll do some Knicks stuff coming up next hour as well. Ian Begley in about 20 minutes. Update as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.